KDOM Radio. It's time now for the Coaches Show here on KDOM as we talk with some area coaches today. Just three coaches to get to. We'll cover a little football, a little volleyball, as well as some cross country here on the Coaches Show. So stay tuned. We'll also be announcing the State Farm Insurance agent Kelsey Fossen, KDOM Player of the Week. So stay here. Coaches Show on KDOM.
If you grow soybeans here in Minnesota, know that biodiesel increases the value of a bushel of soybeans by nearly 63 cents and removes 230,000 vehicles from Minnesota's roads. Visit mnsoybean.org and learn more. This message is brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football, and very exciting section championship, Coach, last Friday as you guys took on the Wabasso Rabbits and, you know, headed into it. Obviously took down the Rabbits in regular season, but knew it was going to be a little bit more of a challenge being on the road, a neutral site. The Rabbits were looking for a little revenge, and, you know, a very frustrating first half for you guys, going down 14-0 at the break, but able to come back in the second half. Absolute battle back, never gave up. You know, the run game stuck with it the entire time. Weather not the greatest, you know, but you guys able to persevere and in the end get the victory, 26-21.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the credit has to go to our kids for battling through that adversity. You know, we had talked about last week how, you know, at that point going into that game, we had been winning from the get-go in every game. Right, we had never been behind, and we had the discussion of at some point this season is going to happen. How are you going to respond? And I think that our kids did a really, really good job of responding. You know, we gifted them a couple of touchdowns in the first half with a bad snap and set them up in great field position on the first play of the game. You know, misread on the play call, gives them pick six right before the half. You know, at that point, a lot of teams with a play like that, you know, maybe go away and you know, don't have it in them to come back. But credit goes to our seniors and their leadership for sticking with it and just, you know, like you said, using the run game, which we've done all year, to put us in a position to win the game, and we were able to do that.
Absolutely. Got the big win there against Wabasso. Section 2 nine-man champions. And now moving on to the state tournament. And, you know, it is going to be a little bit more familiar than it could have possibly been with you guys taking on Hills Beaver Creek. You know, one of the best teams in the state headed into the tournament. And obviously everybody is as they are headed to state. But, you know, Hills is one of the favorites headed into the regular season and now here into the state tournament. And, you know, you are playing at SMSU Marshall. That's another familiarity headed into the state tournament. What are some things that you're looking forward to here coming up tomorrow night and some things maybe that you're going to have to do to try to pick up the victory?
I think obviously when you look at Hills Beaver Creek, they're the number one team in the state for a reason. They got a lot of very good football players, good coaching staff, you know, all those things that put you in the position that they're in. You know, coming back off of a runner-up finish last year, they're looking to complete their unfinished business that they felt they didn't get done last year, and they're going to be ready to go. You know, for our guys, we just have to play our style of football, right? Just play sound defensively, you know, work on leaning on them on the line of scrimmage and trying to find some holes from the run game for Carter. And you know, no one's really given us a chance to win. You know, it's that the play the underdog role, which we kind of love here. You know, when you can go out and you can play without any pressure or any, you know, any fear, I guess, so to speak, you know, you can be a dangerous team, and that's the mantra and the mindset that we've been trying to push through to the kids this week is that go out there and play as hard as you can, and you know, let's just see what happens.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited to cover it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in SMSU Marshall, Red Rock Central against Hills Beaver Creek. Appreciate you taking the time with us, Coach. We'll catch up to you again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
KDOM Radio, you just heard there from Coach Jenegas as the Red Rock Central will be playing in the state tournament starting tomorrow night. We'll have the coverage on Hot Country 94.3. And that brings us to our State Farm Insurance agent, Kelsey Fossen, KDOM Player of the Week. It is Red Rock Central's quarterback, Abe Stavnis. Stavnis had a fantastic game against Wabasso in that section championship. Of course, he had help around him. Offensive line, Carter Turkelson in the backfield was unbelievable. But Stavnis able to bounce back from that pick six. Took care of the football in the second half, made some great runs, a fourth down conversion after getting the face mask ripped away. Just an unbelievable second half in a ball game for the birthday boy, Abe Stavnis. And he is our Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance KDOM Player of the Week. So congratulations to Stavnis. Him and the Falcons back in action tomorrow night on Hot Country 94.3. 7 o'clock kickoff against the Hills Beaver Creek Patriots out at SMSU Marshall.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwyndham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Wyndham Volleyball, and we look back here, Coach, final game of the season, South Subsection Championship against a really solid Jackson County Central team. New heading into it, you know, it's always a battle against those Huskies. Neutral site, South Subsection Championship, you know, it was a battle throughout the entire game. It was close, you know, through the first parts of the set. You know, it just seemed like Jackson kind of pulled away a little bit in the end of each set, and they took that win 3-0.
Yeah, you know, they came ready to play. I talked to them. They played a real solid match. Every set was really close. I think it was 20 and 21, 21, or I can't remember off the top of my head. But, we would start strong at the beginning of each set, and then we couldn't finish. Like you said, Jackson would just kind of pull away there towards the end of each set, and unfortunately we couldn't come up with the win that night. We knew going into it would be a battle. We knew it was going to be loud. It's your typical Wyndham-Jackson rivalry match, and obviously not the outcome we wanted. We were hoping for a lot of tears, you know, from players, coaches, but we gave it our all, and that's what matters. And, you know, these kids just had a phenomenal season, and I'm just beyond proud of how they showed up for each other and day in and day out and played for each other. And so, unfortunately, we came up short. We had set a goal and didn't get that goal reached, but, you know, we build on that, and we look to the future.
Absolutely, a bright future for Wyndham Volleyball, and we'll get to that here in just a few. But right now I want to talk about this senior group. I think there's 7 seniors that you'll be losing to graduation. And, you know, some of these girls were big contributors on the floor, others off the floor. But, you know, an all-around really well-liked senior group you guys have this year.
Yeah, I can't say enough positive about the senior group. They literally not only just speak what they, you know, they can say it, but they do it. They lead by true example. We've got kids, like you said, some of them played roles on the court, and some of them played roles on scout team or on the bench. And, you know, Gracie Buckentine, Katie Purrington, Maddie Burton, all players that didn't get a lot of court time. But they don't I want them to know, and I hope they understand what a big role they played on our team. They brought the energy. They just were always pushing their teammates to be better. They're all three of them truly amazing kids, just such phenomenal kids to have on our team. I just love their humanity, and going to really miss their energy. They were so much fun for me. They'd kind of remind me to relax a little bit too. So going to miss those three. And then, you know, you've got your players, that those four seniors that did see time on the court, Hayden Salmon, Addison Colbert, Addison Hogan, and Anya Nielsen, who, you know, led us on the court. Obviously big shoes to fill there in all four of those spots. They, you know, just truly were a close-knit family. You know, we've been having meetings this week with the players, and all of them come and talk about how we were such a family, and we were so close. And that's because of these seven young ladies that are leaving us to graduation. They, you know, we had the motto play for each other, and they bought into it right hook, line, and sinker right away come August, and that's all thanks to these seven seniors. And we've been trying to figure out how do we continue that culture, and I think that's also a definitely hats off to their parents and what kind of young ladies they've raised. So can't say enough about these seniors.
Yeah, definitely a senior group that is going to be missed. But something we've talked about the last couple of years is, you know, you've gotten pretty lucky with the fact that there is a pretty good balance of athletes, you know, from each class. And, you know, you got a big junior class coming back next year, the likes of Ember Strzok, Sadie Jetlin, who were big at the net for you this year. Also, a couple of sophomores who have been getting a lot of experience the last couple of years, and Mackenzie Myron, Allie Lund will step up, and they'll have even bigger roles next year. What are your thoughts headed into the offseason? I know it's still fresh, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you take a little bit of a break, but you got to get right back into it, and this summer is going to be huge as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, we always, as you said, summer is huge too, and it literally will be all of a sudden summer season, and it's like, wasn't I just talking to Zach about how the season went? But, you know, the biggest thing here, these kids, is putting in that time, learning. You know, I always talk about the off season as a time for you to work on yourself individually. How can you make yourself better, a better volleyball player? And that doesn't necessarily have to come on the volleyball court. You know, a lot of those kids you just talked about play basketball, play softball, run track. All of those things are going to help them be a better volleyball player. You know, this summer we haven't given much thought to our summer season quite yet, but we do know that we've got some big holes to fill, and that's going to start in the summer, so we hopefully have an idea on what we're doing come fall. And but we do have a lot of talent coming back. You know, you mentioned Allie and Kenzie and Ember and Sadie, and then we have Addison Evans, who can help us in the back row or the front row. You know, we've got some young ones that were on the roster here at the end of the season with Jersey Miller, Macy Strzok, Olivia Joyce. They obviously could, you know, look at some playing time next year if they continue to develop as players. So although we do lose a tremendous senior class that are going to be really, really, really difficult to replace, not only on the court but off the court, we've got really, really good kids coming back. And the leadership is what we're going to look for, you know, in some of those kids. They're really going to have to step up in their leadership role with losing seven solid leaders. So the future's bright, that's for sure. Get a few holes filled in, and we're gonna come back next fall and hope to have another successful season.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, congratulations on a successful 2025 season. We appreciate you every week taking the time to talk with us here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here moving forward. Looking forward to what you guys bring for next season.
Yeah, thank you, Zach, for the coverage. We appreciate you, and also just thanks to the Wyndham community for the support. We're very fortunate that we get a really good crowd at our home game. So thank you, Wyndham.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
American Family Insurance in Wyndham and Mountain Lake is looking out for what matters, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, your American Family agent. Please call us at 507-831-1711, and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Windham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Les Knutson of Windham Cross Country, and Les has kind of been filling us in all year long on how the cross country team has been doing. We appreciate everything that Les has been sending to us, and we know that he is willing to be on the air and talking with us, so we appreciate Les joining us. And Coach Knutson, Windham boys track making it to the state tournament recently. Can you talk to us a little bit about how that went for them and what you saw from those guys running in the state tournament?
Yeah, well, it was pretty season from start to finish for the boys. We won 5 meets during the season. And you go to a there's like anywhere from 10 to 15 teams at most of these meets. So when you do that accomplishment, we started out winning the meet at Mountain Lake, and then we won at Tracy. We won our own meet at Windham, and I think maybe one of the most impressive performances, I think we should meet with a score of 30, which is really good. And then first time that anybody really beat us all year, well, I guess Sioux Falls, Lincoln, a few points at the Worthington, and we were short one of our top five that day. But we ran so well up at Sioux Falls, we weren't able to beat Redwood back. It was the top. We had a 30-second spread, between the top guy and our fifth guy, which is really good. That's something we were able to do all year long. We're tight between our top guys. And then later in the year, we won a meet at Laverne very impressively also, second in the Big South Conference meet. In fact, actually, if you count in the big schools, out of 15, the only teams that finished ahead of us were Redwood Valley and Plain Bowl. Teams that were ranked all year in the state ratings. So they capped it off with a second place section meet behind Redwood Valley. We beat a central folded team, which had three guys that are in the top 10. We had all five of our guys well ahead of their runners, so we were able to beat those points and advance state meet. We finished 40 seconds, 1-5. Nobody up, didn't have a real lead, a guy way up front, which, some of the top teams like Winona Connor actually went 1-2-3, but their 4-5s were pretty far back, and they weren't able to win the meet. Team from Lewiston, Altura, Rushford, Peterson, Houston, won the state meet. And that's the thing in cross country. A lot of programs are paired with other teams, so you got 2-3 schools running together sometimes. But Bryce Green was our leader all season long. Nolan Chetland, the freshman, came on real strong at season's end, and then Braylon Lyons, Kalen Ralston, and Isaac Bordwick, also a junior. So our top five guys, we ran four juniors and a freshman. And then two sophomores, Liam Carroll and Kieran Anderson, are our sixth and seventh guys. So everybody's coming back on the boys' team, and they really made a lot of strides from a year ago. Last year we were sixth in the section meet. That's out of, 22 teams. But this year to get second was a tremendous accomplishment, I think, for the Windham boys' cross-country team.
Absolutely, Coach. And Windham cross country as a whole, is on the rise, and you helping out with coaching, and also head coach Melissa Pletcher was the section 3A coach of the year, and a lot to look forward to. You mentioned there a young group, a junior class coming up next year that could really make a difference and take that next step and try to take more runners to state and also perform at a high level.
Yeah, big congratulations to Melissa. She's a former Eagle runner, Melissa Francis. She ran back in the early 2000s. In fact, I believe her senior season, probably the fall of 2002, She was in the state cross country meet as a runner, and then she ran 4 years up at Hamline University. In fact, they ran in a national meet, and then she's come back here and been coaching now for about 15 seasons. And she's really had some good boys teams. You know, the 2016 team won the section meet and actually placed fourth in the state meet that year. And then in 2023, we kind of surprisingly won the section meet and then got sixth place in the state meet. And then this year, we kind of, and as anticipated, we would get second in the section with everybody coming back and got a ninth place finish out of the 16 teams that make the state meet. And I think there's 171 teams in Class A to get, so ninth best is really good. And Melissa does such a good job of organizing her workouts. She has the schedule all laid out in the summertime for what we're going to do each day during the season. And I tell you what, sometimes she puts it on them pretty thick. They put in some really hard workouts, you know, and then sometimes maybe on a weekend you're going to have an easy 6 miles. And that 6 mile run may be the easy workout of the week, because a lot of the stuff is pretty intense with faster running and doing a lot of hill work. And so she does a great job of coaching the cross country teams, girls and boys. Our girls team, you know, was a little bit also on the young side, but they came together at the section meet and had a complete team score. Freshman Macy Carlson and Penelope Roberts, really the two leaders there, and then a couple of veterans, juniors Giselle Sosa and Jocelyn Frank, a sophomore Greta Smith, and then two eighth graders, Ava Bordwick and Brindley Pletcher, ran junior high all season, and then they came on and gave us a full seven-member varsity at the end. And Ava Bordwick in particular had two really good races in the conference meet. She finished way up near the front. I think she was sixth overall, second among the small schools in the race. And then she actually ended up being our second runner in a varsity race at the section meet. So I think we're going to be coming on in the future here, too. So I can say it was an exciting season all the way from start to finish, I think, you know, cross country in 2025 it was.
Absolutely, Coach. A successful season for the Eagles. We appreciate you taking the time, of course, here on the Coach's Show, keeping us updated throughout the year. Very excited to talk to you again next year.
Okay, you bet. Thanks a lot, Zach.
You bet. That's Coach Wes Knutson of Windham Cross Country here on KDOM.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around as we are ending the fall sports season. We'll get into the winter sports here in just a week or two as we will preview the season and get things underway. Again, don't forget Red Rock Central football tomorrow night, Thursday night at SMSU Marshall, 7 o'clock kickoff, Red Rock Central against Hills Beaver Creek.